The Utah Department of Health released the results of their study in March that addressed the reported increase of stillbirths in the Uinta Basin. Jeremy Tubbs is their public information officer and says we all have a responsibility.
We need to take accountability for our own health and do what you can within your power to ensure that you have a healthy birth, a healthy baby. A lot of the factors that we do have in our area is rates of high smoking moms, young women, which can account for some of the placental problems or the low weight.
Many medical professionals believe it's related to the pollution from the increased business of the oil and gas industry in recent years. Brian Minch is the president of the Utah Physicians for Healthy Environment and says UDOH is misleading the public.
If, in fact, the health department is trying to put the focus on the pregnant mothers themselves, having had an unusual or inexplicable couple of years of bad behavior, we think that's misplaced. We think that it's ignoring the hundreds of medical studies that show air pollution affects pregnancy outcome, and we'd like to see them take that more seriously as a possible contributor to this problem.
Tubbs says the UDOH is concerned about the health of the public, but a proper study takes time.
Dr. Lefevre, who conducted the report with his staff, he did say that oftentimes you will have an anomaly in 1 year out of six, and that could be the sudden rise in stillbirths that were observed. That's why they want to follow up in 2 years.
Minch says he supports more research, but he contends that the point is not to what extent the problem exists, but that there is a problem.
We think that that's kind of a bizarre interpretation of this data. And whether or not there was a spike in infant mortality in the area, we do know that there is a high pollution problem in the area. So we think that this spike in infant mortality should be viewed as a reason for figuring out how to reduce the air pollution in the community, which we know is high and which we know should be reduced regardless, because we know there are other significant health consequences from it.
Both parties agree that a healthier public is the goal, but how that will happen is still being debated. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.